edition. Podcasting. Who would have ever thought? Thank you for tuning in to the World Writer Podcast Edition. I'm Alan Carl. This is episode number 15. We're in Santa Cruz, Bolivia, just about to board a truck with my motorcycle and head to Cochabamba and then on to Oruro. I had an accident just a couple weeks back, and I'm looking to get closer to the Salar de Uyuni, the world's largest dried salt lake, some 7,000 square miles of vast emptiness. For those of you new to the program and haven't been following the website, this is a ongoing podcast that documents my continued journey to the bottom of the world, to Ushuaia and Antarctica and places beyond. So here you'll meet my truck driver Miguel, and later, who joined us in Cochabamba, the owner of his truck. You can read more about this cast of characters on the website. But for now, here's a little conversation starting in Santa Cruz and a little confrontation that we had in Cochabamba. Thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned for the next one. I'm sitting in here. There's La Casona Bistro, Bistro La Casona in Santa Cruz de la Sierra. It is my last night here. I thought actually I'd be on the road by now, and just to kind of bring you up to date, yesterday I found the phone number of Javier, the gentleman I met in Valle Grande, who was on the Ruta de Che, the Che Guevara caravan, and essentially he'd given me his number and said, look, when you come to Cochabamba, if you have any problems, give me a call. Well, little did he know, I never really ever got to Cochabamba because of the accident there at the bridge on the road to La Concepcion, or to the Misiones, the Missions. So I called him after spending several days here in Santa Cruz asking around if somebody could help me find a truck that I could put my motorcycle on and actually get a little bit closer to the Salar de Uyuni. I knew that it was a 2 or 3 day ride to get to Uyuni, actually a 3 or 4 day ride to get to Uyuni. So why not spend that time recuperating and it's still getting closer while the climate is good and there's no rain? That was the plan. So I called Javier after striking out people in Santa Cruz. Cochabamba is about a 10-11 hour bus ride from here. Called him up. He had a friend who also is a motocross guy whose family owns a transportation business. So the bottom line is they, within an hour, had me set up to get on a truck this evening, which is November 14th, Tuesday, for Cochabamba, and then from there, Oruro. In Oruro, I can make the decision to continue on and ride the motorcycle to Uyuni, or if I'm still not strong enough in that leg, there's actually a train that leaves on Tuesdays and Fridays for Uyuni. So with this truck, I would actually land in Oruro on Thursday. Plenty of time in order to make accommodations to get my motorcycle on the train, if that were the case. And this way, I'd be in Uyuni, in either case, on Friday. Well, they picked up the motorcycle at 3 o'clock today at the hotel. And the plan was by 5:30, somewhere between 5:30 and 6:30, they'd actually get my my motorcycle on a larger truck and make this this two and a half day trek to Oruro. Well, at about 7 o'clock, the owner, or one of the owners, the family, it's a family business, they've been in business for 25 years, came up to me as I was taking a snooze in their air conditioned office, and he indicated that there was some problems with the truck picking up some other products, and that it wouldn't actually arrive until somewhere around 9:30 or 10:30 this evening. So here it is, 7 o'clock, and I'm thinking, God, I've been there since about 3:30, sitting in their office, munching on crackers, drinking water, and just waiting. I took the cue and said, look, I'm going to go get something to eat. Had them call me a taxi, and here I am at La Casona Bistro. It's owned by, I guess, a German guy. I haven't seen him yet, but I let the waiter talk me into a German dish, even though I'm in Bolivia. I've had some traditional Bolivian food, but he said, look, you got to try it. It's the only place in Bolivia you're going to try this. You're going to be able to have this. So here I am at La Casona Bistro. I've actually ordered a half bottle of the Campos de Solana. It's a local Bolivian wine called from the region of Tarija. Ironically enough, it's where Jorge Morata, the guy who helped me out for those 9 months touring my motorcycle, this wine is from about the area that he lives, which is south, close to the Argentinian border. Nonetheless, I'm going to hang out here, drink this half bottle of wine, have my German food, and then head back to the truck business there, their office, and get there by 9:30 or 10, help them get that motorcycle on the truck, and then spend the next 48 hours in a truck moving to Oruro. Can you tell I'm excited? Maybe I need two half bottles of wine, no? Okay, in English, primero, segundo, en español. Okay? Hey, we... See, we're right now outside Cochabamba. We're in the big truck right now. Spent the night here. Got up real early at 6 o'clock. We've picked up a couple extra passengers. I'm not sure how far they're going to come with us. But there is a big problem in Cochabamba where people have blocked the road. So we are traveling these back roads through dirt, over rivers, with these huge trucks. I mean, there are 20 or 30 trucks, oil trucks, big 18-wheeler trucks. And I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I kind of dozed in the little sleeper area in the back because there were two guys sitting in the front seat. But I didn't see the actual blockade and when we had to divert for the situation. But right now, we're trying to get down an alleyway that only one-way traffic. And there's, yeah, everybody's really angry. They're getting heated up, swear, profanities going out in the world. I'm afraid people are going to start pulling out knives or guns. I mean, it is just insane. It's a one-way, but I don't see an end to this thing. We've got the other guy that jumped out of the car, you know, the other passenger, out of the truck, and he is trying to direct traffic, but to no avail. Okay, amigo. ¿Qué pasó en Cochabamba con gente?
Oh, hay bloqueo, no hay paso, pues estamos desviando, ¿no? O sea, deben estar pidiendo alguna otra... Por alguna medida, ¿no? Están bloqueando aquí en Quillacollo, no hay paso. No hay paso. Estamos desviando la carretera.
Sí, sí, no posible en la carretera. No. En es caminos de la campo o de la barrio. ¿Cómo es? Es muy malo, ¿sí?
Ah, muy malo, muy malo, muy malo. Hay que desviar, no hay otra.
Sí, otro amigo here. ¿Qué piensas de situación en la bloqueado?
Exactamente debe estar en una situación... Con los de las comunidades de aquí de Cochabamba, seguramente ellos hacen, o el transporte será, no sabemos hasta el momento, yo no sé qué será, ¿no?
No sé por qué, ¿sí?
Sí.
Pero es posible, no le gustan Evo?
No.
No
es de eso, solamente del transporte.
Ah, de transporte, solamente. Sí, no. No feliz sí, para el transporte.
Cochabamba Vinto quiere más bien a gente Evo.
Sí. ¿Gusta, sí?
Sí, le
sí
gusta.
Claro. So basically, I guess what's happening here is we still got to get down this alley. I have no idea when we're going to get back to the carretera, to the highway, so to speak. I mean, you know, people are heated up, angry, and now some local people dressed in local garb have actually come to the side of the road
carrying plants. There's children, small 5-6-year-old children, loaded with backpacks. Looks like they're on their way to school. We're traveling down roads where they barely see a few cars during the week, and now they've got huge tanker trucks. This truck, I'm kind of worried about Doc in the back of the motorcycle getting plopped around. You can't believe how much this truck has been shaken back and forth. I'm going to try to learn a little bit more about it, but obviously there's a dispute with the transport. I don't know whether this is like a union or a strike type of thing. It's unclear to me at this point, but we're looking to find out soon. Perhaps the funniest thing about it, we're going down a one-lane road and there's like a huge dump truck coming our way. Dust is being spewed over. To my right, there's a field of corn growing, and to my left is a person's house, flanked also by corn. And the driver nor the passenger, I don't know what happened to the second passenger. He jumped out and we haven't seen him since. We've moved on about a quarter mile since that last pot. But no, I don't think anyone in this truck, including me, nor the driver, or the passenger, know exactly what the road is to get back to the car, to the carretera, to the highway. Looks like at the end of this road I can see a huge bus. Looks like it's trying to get down. I'm having a view of the carretera right now, and I think a lot of people are just sitting in traffic, waiting for maybe the blockade to open, while many other people, including thousands, not thousands, but, you know, dozens and dozens of taxis are cruising down the road here, trying to weave their way through the barrio to get back to the city center, to the carretera on the other side of the blockade. Okay, we finally made it back to the highway. Apparently our third passenger is he has left the vehicle for good, because we've blown him off. There's been no discussion about where he is, what he's doing. Maybe it was time he just needed to get out. I think after he got out of the, I was wondering who hadn't had the shower this morning, but after he's left, I figured it out. So looks like it's going to be three of us to Oruro. Little detour along the way. Okay, we're pulled into Oruro right now. Miguel Garcia, the truck driver here, and his and the owner of the truck have exited right now. There seems to be confusion. They don't really know where the office of the transport company that contracted with them to bring my motorcycle. Now, from what I understand and the communication that happened back in Santa Cruz, we're supposed to get this truck with my motorcycle and things over to the office of the shipping company. At the shipping company, they've got people there help unload that motorcycle. I wonder if they're going to try to use a forklift again. I'm kind of concerned about this. The motorcycle is sitting on top of these large bags of what could be rice, grain, sand. I'm not exactly sure what they're on, but it's not sitting on the platform, the base platform of the truck. And so we've got to get it off that rice onto the ground, and then at that point they're going to put it on a small truck and take it to a hotel. I've got to stay here another 24 hours. The train leaves tomorrow at 3:30. I'm just going to end up getting on the train with the motorcycle. So I've got to get to a hotel that's got secure parking. In the meantime, make arrangements to get that motorcycle on the train and move on to the Salar. So we don't know what's going on. I just see him. He's... ¿Está bien? ¿Media hora? Ah, see. Okay, so he says that in a half an hour they're going to come over here and we'll just follow him. ¿Sigue?
Media hora y viene.
Yeah, okay. So they're going to come in a half an hour and then we're going to go put the motorcycle in the office.
podcasting. Who would have ever thought?